We don't have the Ark of the Covenant, but we have Christ, God in the flesh, tabernacling among us. He's our Emmanuel, God with us. And he has promised that where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. He walks in the midst of the candlestick. And so the Christian church, the people of God, can expect that where we meet in Jesus' name, that the Lord will be in the very midst.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church, and this is Pastor Ian Gollaher. Always my joy to bring the Lord's Word, and we're turning here to Joshua chapter 3, and we're going to be considering the real blessing that every Christian ought to have of the Lord's presence, the Lord's nearness at every juncture of our Christian lives. In Joshua 3, we read these words. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And it is this call to personal sanctification that we must address. Because if we really want to speak of the Lord's help and to enjoy his presence in our lives, and we speak of his presence because the Lord gave to his people through the wilderness years, the promise of his pillar of fire by night and pillar of cloud by day. And now that was to cease, and they were to soon go over Jordan, but the Ark of the Covenant would go before them, carried by the priests in advance of the people. And this is something that must be attended to in our Christian lives. We must ensure that the Lord goes before us and that we have his presence. And it's something that is real and attributable, and praise God, it's the experience of God's children. Now may the Lord bless you today as we turn to the program, to the message on Joshua chapter 3.
And then, of course, in Jordan, the Lord Jesus had his baptism. I'm sure you're familiar with that, Matthew 3, where the Lord under John the Baptist went down into Jordan, was baptized, and when he came out of the waters, the Holy Spirit descended, and he began his earthly ministry from that day forward, preaching the gospel. And so Jordan is the end of the old life and the beginning of a new life of service. And I want that for you. That's my burden today as we come to Joshua 3, that you would not live on and on a wilderness life, but that you would live in victory, that you would gain ground, that you would possess the possessions which are yours in Christ Jesus. Now, these sanctified people, they expected God to lead them over the Jordan. And they were told to prepare their stuff, prepare their families. And it meant to believe in God to lead them over the Jordan, which was fast flowing. It was wide. It was difficult to pass, especially for such a multitude of people. And it meant resignation to what God was going to do on their behalf. That's what sanctification is. That's what it is to sanctify yourself. Wait on God to go before you, to open up the way, and to work His will. You'll see in verse 4 that the verse goes on to say that you are to, yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. Now that is where heartfelt faith comes in. God leading you in a new direction. And this is future. It says tomorrow. So today, sanctify yourselves. Wash, prepare, cleanse, seek God, trust in Him. Tomorrow, you are going away that you've never gone before, and the Lord will go before you. And all of this was marvelously fulfilled. And this is for our learning. Because when you travel the Christian life, tomorrow is a way that you've never gone before. And many of God's people in many situations find that they are in new territory on a different pathway. And God leads you and calls you to go through a new phase of life, a way that you've never gone before. It might be moving home. And with all of that, it's going to involve many, many decisions. New church, new friends, new opportunities, giving up and cutting off old things. And for that, you need to sanctify yourself. You need to trust how the Lord is going to lead you. For some, it might be marriage, and you haven't gone that way before. And it's going to mean a whole change in life. Or a new job. You've got an opportunity, and it's providential, staring you in the face, that this is God's will for you. And very often, God does that. The thing that He provides, you may never even have expected, but it's so obviously right. It's like God's command, go over, and you must do it. How do you do it? Sanctify yourselves. For some, it might be illness or infirmity of the body. And you know that it's not going to change. The limitations that you have now with this new physical problem, it's not going to go away. You have to live with it. And it means a whole adjustment. How can you do it? Sanctify yourself. Trust in the Lord to lead you over. It might even be death. And of course, death is called the valley of the shadow of death. And the Lord has promised that when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Now, that great promise in Isaiah 43, I tied into that what happened to the Israelites as they went through the Red Sea. And God made the waters to stand on both sides. And they went through that dry seabed. It was a valley. And to the Christian, death is the valley of the shadow of death. But the Lord says, I will be with thee. And He leads us across to the other side. That's the hope of the Christian. How do you prepare for that? Sanctify yourselves. Set yourself as separate unto the Lord. Cleanse yourself. Prepare for that hour. For some, it might be bereavement. And God has called you to ask, travel away that you would never ask for. But it's His providence. And through the sorrow and the trial of bereavement, the Lord says, go over, go on, and I will be with you. I will open up the way ahead. Indeed, he promises to be a husband to the widow. And then there are untold uncertainties that everyone has to go over. And this is how we sanctify ourselves, that we might be known as peculiar to the Lord, separate unto him. Now think on this truth. By setting ourselves apart to God, he will lead us across our Jordan, your Jordan. And I want you to have the comfort of that. What a terrible thing to see Christians miserable, burdened, fearful, when we have this expectation that the Lord will lead us over. Think of the great promise to Israel, I will be with thee. The water shall not overflood thee. Now, sanctified people also expect to have God's presence with them. If you look down at verse 6, you will see when they were called to sanctify themselves, and Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant. Now, this was the symbol of God's presence with his people. And by the way, this was the end of the cloud. For 40 years, they had the benefit of the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. That was a supernatural leading and mark of God's presence with his people in the wilderness. But now that was over. And the symbol of God's presence was the ark. And the priests were to take that ark in the front, and they were to go down into the river, stepping into the very water. God would divide it or hold back the water, and the priest with the Ark of the Covenant would be down in the riverbed. And while the Ark was there, the people were to pass over. That was the evidence of God being present with his people. Now, we don't have the Ark of the Covenant. In fact, the Ark of the Covenant is no more. It was stolen from Jerusalem AD 71. It was transported away, never to be known again. We don't have the pillar of cloud. We don't have the Ark of the Covenant, but we have Christ, God in the flesh, tabernacling among us. He's our Emmanuel, God with us. And he has promised that where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. He walks in the midst of the candlestick. And so the Christian church, the people of God, can expect that where we meet in Jesus' name, that the Lord will be in the very midst. And we need to look to the Lord. Now, this is very important today because there are many people, they want the dramatic. They want something like the cloud. They want some object to lead them. But who is our banner? It is Christ himself who's in the midst. And remember that inside that Ark of the Covenant, there were the Ten Commandments, the testimony. And we have the Word of God. And it's where this Word is honored and preached that we have God's blessing. And so the Lord is with us. And a people who sanctify themselves, they expect to have and to enjoy the very presence of the Lord. Now, some people treat the Bible very haphazardly. And they think that they can neglect it day after day or week after week. And then suddenly they can come and read a few verses and God will speak to them. No, we need to sanctify ourselves. And we need to hear the Lord's word. Notice in verse 9 that this is exactly what Joshua did. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Now that's deliberate. That is to gather together with purpose. And we need that attitude when we come to read and study and be guided by God's word. We need the Psalm 119 attitude. If you ever read Psalm 119, it's filled with attitude of devotion to the Word. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. That's the Psalm 119 attitude. And that's what it is to set yourself apart, to sanctify yourself and handle God's Word as your map and as your guide. Now, are you doing that? Firstly, are you a Bible reader? This is where it starts. You are not going to follow men. In fact, let me point something out. In verse 4, they were to put a space between themselves of about 2,000 cubits by measure and the Ark of the Covenant. 2,000 cubits. That's about 3/4 of a mile, somewhere between a half a mile and 3/4 of a mile. Now think of the vast number of people who were looking to that Ark for guidance, to know when to move, to know where to go. If they were all crammed up around it, very few would see or even be able to observe the Ark. But when they kept a significant distance between the people and the Ark, they each could see. They could keep their eyes on that Ark of the Covenant. They knew when it moved. They knew when the water divided. They knew when the priests were in the middle of the river and they got the command to pass over. And you and I are to keep our eyes on the Lord. Sanctify yourselves. Don't be looking to the world. Don't be distracted by the many things of this world. Sanctify yourselves and expect the Lord to be with you and expect the Lord to lead you and guide you. For us, by His Word. Are you doing that? Are you memorizing the Scriptures? Now, you might be here today searching and seeking, wanting to know what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's evil, and you're at a place of searching. But you must search the Scriptures. You must be a Berean to search the Scriptures to see if these things be so. Get your knowledge from the book. Get your truth from the written Word. Don't be following men. You see, if they hadn't kept that distance from the Ark, they would have all had made that the herd mentality. And if somebody moved around, well, let's keep going here. And they could all be just following one another. That's confusion. But when you get your eyes and your heart fixed in the Word of God, God will guide you and He will lead you into His truth. Now, that brings me to the application of sanctify. The application is how we follow through on this lesson. Well, number one, we must follow the Lord loyally, as Israel were to follow the Ark of the Covenant loyally. Distractions are a very big problem in the Christian life, and false religions, new ideas, fads, personality leaders. But I think above and beyond that, one of the big distractions in a person's Christian life is no time. No time for spiritual things. One of the most common excuses that you will find when you invite people to church, I have no time. And the most common excuses of Christians when you ask them, are you studying the Bible? Oh, I don't have time. But if you're to sanctify yourself, the application of sanctify is to apply this Word to your life. The other thing that people come up with is taking shortcuts. And I have to tell you, after over 40 years as a Christian, there are no shortcuts to the sanctified life. There are no shortcuts to victory in the Christian life. People want an experience. People want something new. But God says, sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart for God, to be used of God, and to be blessed of God. Hear His Word. Go forth in faith that the waters will open. When you look at verse 13, you will see that there was the expectation. Joshua said, it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord, the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. There is the miracle. And when you sanctify yourself, set yourself apart for God, the Lord will work. And when you step forth, the Lord will open up the way. He will make a path in your Christian life, in your walk. And there might be somebody here today, and you're saying, I'm going to quit. I can't do this anymore. I can't live the Christian life anymore. The way is shut up for me. It's impossible. Well, God says to you, sanctify yourself. Trust in His command, and He will open a way. And if you read down in verse 15 right through to 17, you'll see exactly how it happened. As they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, and then that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city of Adam. And it was only when the feet of the priests were dipped in the water. What does that mean? That was trust. That was absolute confidence. God's going to do this. They didn't have the evidence first and then obey. That's not faith. That's walking by sight. But God says, sanctify yourselves. Saturate yourself in His word. Learn His will and step out and do it. And the Lord will be with you to open the way. One final application in sanctifying ourselves. You'll notice in verse 7 that God honored Joshua. The Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of Israel. Now there's God putting His stamp upon His man to lead the people. But you'll notice in verse 10 that Joshua honored God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Joshua is not taking any of the honor for the miracle of crossing over. He was not clapping himself on the back saying, I'm a great leader. He gave the honor unto God. And that is an application of sanctifying yourself by giving the Lord the honor and giving Him all the glory. And so this is the call to you today. Whatever your situation in life, whatever your difficulties in living the Christian life, whatever miracle you need, here's the answer. Sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart. Tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. I'm asking you, are you willing to surrender your life and leave your life to the will of the Lord? Frances Havergal decided that she would only use her voice for the Lord. The hymn also calls to surrender our silver and gold. But if you look at that hymn, and we're going to sing it in a few moments, the hymn also says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my will. Take my love. That's to sanctify yourself. You give your all to the Lord, believing that as the little boy gave his lunch to the Lord Jesus, that the Lord can multiply and make you a blessing, open up the way for you, and lead you forward. Will you trust Him today with all of your life? Frances Havergal came to the realization that every corner, and the story I read said every cubicle of her life, every little compartment of her life needed to be laid at the feet of Jesus. I'm calling you to do that today. And when you consecrate your life to the Lord, sanctify yourself. Because tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders. And it's when you lay yourself on the line that the Lord will show his power in your life. There may be somebody here today and you're not a Christian. And you're thinking, as I did when I was 18 years old, I could never be a Christian. I could never live a Christian life. I could never keep myself as a Christian. You see, the wonderful thing is that when you give your heart to the Lord keeps us. He keeps us. It's his keeping power, kept by the power of God through faith. That's how Peter put it. But you've got to give your life, give your all to the Lord Jesus. Would you do that today? Would you say, Lord, take me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Every department of my life, I lay it on the altar of service. And I look to you, Lord, to do the wonders, to do the miracles, to give me the blessings that I need to live a victorious life, a life of conquering, not of defeat, a life of going forward over the Jordan. I'm dying to self that I might live a new life in Christ. Are you ready for that today? If you say yes, Christ will have you, because he says, I will in no wise cast out all that come to me. And I invite you to speak with me after this meeting today, that you might either come to Christ or dedicate your life afresh and give yourself to the Lord, that tomorrow or in the future, you will see him do wonders, do things that you never thought possible. That's the message and the miracle we find here.
Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m., for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.